You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone! It's off to far, far away! This is so exciting! Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. And so do you. Can you hear that? That's right. We're in a train yard with lots of different types of trains. There are big engines and small engines, commuter trains and freight trains. Of course, none of them are quite as magical as our train, the Story Train. But being here certainly is fun. Today's story is about how a small engine train with big dreams propels himself to realize his goals by never, ever giving up. It's called The Engine That Thought It Could. In a rail yard in Sussex, where it was often drizzly and people were always bustling from place to place trying to keep dry, there was an extremely heavy train named Tank. And Tank was too bulky for a job that had been assigned to him. He needed help being drawn up an unusually heavy grade, meaning a very steep hill, before he could reach his destination with his load of goods. The superintendent of the rail yard, who was responsible for making sure that everything at the train station ran smoothly, was really not sure how best to help Tank on his mission. So he scratched his shiny bald head and decided to ask the other engines for help. First, the superintendent hurried over to another large, strong engine named Tina and asked nicely, "Excuse me, Tina, but can you help pull Tank the train over the hill so he can be on his way to his destination? His goods are very much needed by the people in the next town over." Ooh, well, I'd love to, Superintendent, said Tina, but Tank is a very heavy train, and I feel so sleepy in this drizzly weather today. Why, I'll be lucky to get my own cargo delivered on time. Next, the superintendent went over to a medium-sized engine named Maddie. Maddie, I see that you aren't scheduled for any deliveries today, and Tank the train really needs help being pulled up over the hill so he can be on his way to his destination. Please, can you help Tank the train out?
Ah, no can do, Superintendent, Maddie retorted. Why, Tank is a huge engine, and I'm only a medium-sized locomotive. Plus, that hill is so steep. No. This is not a job I'd like to help with at all. Besides, it's my day off. Can't an engine rest in peace and enjoy an oil top-up every now and then?
The superintendent sighed. Oh, whatever happened to teamwork? Whatever happened to trying? He muttered to himself as he rubbed his bald head anxiously. Oh, I really don't know what to do. The other engines won't help, and Tank the train needs a pull to get up that hill. It's the only way. Then quietly, from the track, the superintendent heard a tiny voice. Excuse me, Superintendent, the smallest train in the train yard said. His name was Ethan the Engine, and he tended to be used for very light jobs in and right around the rail yard. What is it, Ethan? The superintendent responded, only half paying attention in his stressed-out state. I think I can, said Ethan.
The superintendent was very puzzled now. What do you mean, Ethan? You think you can pull Tank the train over the hill and help him on his way to his destination?
Yes, Ethan looked determined. I think I can.
And because the superintendent had no other ideas left, the order was circulated, and Ethan the engine was started back so that it could be coupled with Tank the train. As Ethan the engine went along the rails, it kept repeating to itself, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. With Ethan the engine in front and Tank the train attached to him, the journey began. All along the level, and as it rolled toward the ascent, Ethan the engine kept repeating to itself, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Then Ethan the engine reached the grade, but its small, focused voice could still be heard. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Higher and higher, Ethan the engine climbed, with Tank the train in tow, and its voice grew fainter, and its words came slower. I think I can. They were almost to the top of the hill now. I think. Ethan the engine had now brought Tank the train all the way to the top. I can. Ethan the engine then passed over the top of the hill with Tank the train and began crawling down the opposite slope. I thought I could. 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 And singing its triumph, Ethan the engine then passed over the top of the hill with Tank the train and began crawling down the opposite slope. I thought I could. 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 And singing its triumph, Ethan the engine rushed on down toward the valley happily, its small size far less important than its big belief in itself. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.